Northwest will come out and they'll have a first and goal from the Holmes 10-yard line with a 7-0 lead. Ren Heflick claps for the ball, looks to his left, making some time, backpedaling, throws. Catch made right at the 2-yard line. Hauling it in was Jacob Horn. Did they say he caught it? One official says he caught it. One, no. Yeah, they'll say he caught it.
Took a lot of discussion to determine it, but that looks like it is the determination.
There was a Holmes defender in the area that jumped up and almost able to tip it away. Second and goal from inside the five. They'll motion Horn, line him up left side, pistol formation. They give us to Betts. He's hit in the backfield, pushing the pile forward, and he'll get stopped shy of the line to gain, which is the end zone. Reed Pulliam and Quentin Talley there to stop him at the
2-yard line.
So third down and goal from the two. Good job of penetration there by Reed Pulliam. There's another handoff, and this time Bates dives forward for the touchdown. So Northwest extends its lead. We'll await the PAT from Eli Hamlin. Boy, Betts is hard to stop once he gets rolling.
Oh, without a doubt. He's got a really low center of gravity, and he pushes, keeps those legs moving. Just did a good job of knifing through that Bulldog defense.
Hamlin trying to make it a 14-0 lead for the Rangers. Snap is back. Kick is tipped, and it's no good. Bulldogs get a hand on it and block it, 13-0. Northwest leads it with 5:15 to play in tonight's first quarter. We're back after this on the Holmes Football Radio Network.
Boswell Media Sports.
Eli Hamlin out to kick the ball off for the Rangers to the Bulldogs. He gets a leg into it. It's a line drive kick that Dakari Johnson will just let roll into the end zone for a touchback. The Rangers lead it 13-0. They get a 2-yard touchdown run by Caden Betts to extend their lead, but one of those Bulldogs special teamers got a hand and blocked the PAT.
The Bulldogs, it looked like it was either, we're not sure which one it was, but it looks like it was either Quentin Talley or Chris Wally, one of those two guys. But, you know, it's just so important right now for the Bulldogs that they find a way to stretch this field and get some big chunk plays here in this next offensive drive.
Empty set backfield for short. He takes a snap, looks to his left, throws a dart, and it's incomplete.
In and out of the hands.
That was Jarvis Rush that he was intended for. Kind of hit him right in the breadbasket.
Yeah, it did. It was a well-thrown ball. Hit him right in the chest. But, and, you know, in his defense, he was hit at almost the exact moment he was trying to receive the ball.
A motion a man left to right. Bringing pressure or the Rangers got a man wide open. Catch made at the 50-yard line. Diving down inside the 45. Big pickup on the play. That was Jarvis Rush.
And that's the play the Bulldogs need. That's what they've got to do. They've got to find a way to take the top off this defense. The underneath stuff is great when they're giving you a cushion, but when they're playing you tight, you got to get over the top.
Angel McDonald, State Farm, first down. Short going long, wants Jaheim Shaq, and there comes the flag out. One of the guys had him by the left hand. He got his right hand on the ball, but the other hand would have been useful, but it was being held by a defender.
Yeah, that's one of those plays where if there is not pass interference, that's a touchdown. Yeah. It was a well-thrown ball by Short, a great route, got over the top of the defense once again, just could not bring that left hand around to secure the football.
The Bulldogs will bring in Dakari Johnson, check Carrick Ross to the sideline. So they'll get 15 yards and have their best field position of the evening inside the Northwest 30-yard line. They'll put the ball in the right hash at the Northwest 28. Joe Moss in as your running back. Receivers are 2x2. There's a motion. They're handed off to Dakari Johnson. Looks like Johnson wants to throw. Got a man wide open. A.J. Davis catches it for the touchdown. Little trickeration right there from Coach Wood, and the Bulldogs are on the board.
And how open was Davis? He was 20 yards behind the nearest defender.
Looked like the first man out there at practice.
Absolutely. That was a great play call, and what a timely play call. Perfect. Moment in the game to take advantage with the trick play.
Carter will come out to attempt the PAT, the hold of Ryan Wood. Kick is up and it is good. Bulldogs cut the deficit to 6, 13-7. 4:40 to the first quarter. We'll step aside momentarily here on the Holmes Football Radio Network.